today, but I want to remind you that while there are a lot of lawyer jokes, when you find yourself in need of a good lawyer, it is no laughing matter. For 20 years now, Cabrera's Law Office in Racine has specialized in traffic law, including OWIs, immigration, family law, and criminal defense issues. And you can get to know attorney John Cabranes right here on WRJN on this quality broadcast. He's going to be here on Fridays at 1 o'clock starting this Friday. He'll answer some of your phone calls too. So listen Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock on your radio friend. Mark Eichhorst is in the studio with me. Good morning.
Good morning, Glenn.
No W flag flying over your house today.
No, took it down about 10 o'clock last night, 10:30.
You know, yesterday we pointed out that the Cleveland Cavaliers had won the first major pro championship in Cleveland since 1964. And that was, of course, after the Golden State Warriors, who they defeated, had set the record for the best regular season record in the NBA. And the Cubs are on pace for about 114 wins right now. And the Seattle Mariners set the record for Major League wins at 116, lost in the first round. Now the Warriors, who beat the Bulls' records, lost. And they had nothing left in the tank. So I was suggesting yesterday that your lookalike, Joe Maddon, might pull back the reins. I have never been happier to see a Cubs team lose than I was yesterday.
Really?
Well, they've just got to, you know, mellow out a little bit. But I'll tell you, man, it's really exciting. And they've got what looks like the franchise catcher now in this kid, Contreras.
Wilson Contreras.
Yeah. Hit a home run in his first major league at-bat at Wrigley Field the other day.
Not only his first at-bat, the first ball he ever saw, the first ball pitched to him, he hit for a home run.
The faithful at Wrigley Field gave him a standing ovation before he ever came up to the plate in the major leagues. We have not had a great catcher, the Cubs, since Randy Hundley.
Yeah, that's about right. So, and you know, they actually gave him a standing ovation the night before just when he caught the ninth inning. He wasn't going to bat. They knew it. He caught the ninth
inning. Well, no, he was on deck, and there was a double play. And so he was very disappointed.
Yep.
But then he came out. I mean, he is a stud, man. He looks great.
Yep. And, you know, that's the one thing I had pointed out to a couple other Cub fan friends of mine, that if they had one little thing that was bothering me this year is their inability to throw runners out stealing. And Contreras did that last night. He cut down one of the Cardinals trying to steal, and by a good margin, with a perfect throw.
No, he has such a quick release. Holy moly. So a lot of exciting stuff going down to Wrigley July 5th.
And I'm going the next day.
Cincinnati Redlegs.
Yes.
Should be fun. You had a fun weekend, didn't you?
Busy one.
It wasn't fun?
A little bit, but a busy one.
A little bit of fun?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, in the Saturday morning, I was the announcer for the start of the Lighthouse Run and then switched clothes for a little bit and did some interviews with the winners. And
what did it mean to be a starter? How did you start it?
You know, we talked beforehand. There were some rules we had to go over.
Kind of, you were like on a microphone?
Right, kind of like you were down at the American Cancer thing in Kenosha.
Uh-huh.
And
did you sing the national anthem?
No, I did not. I would not attempt to do that either.
Did they
not
have,
after you did it.
Could
never compare to you.
Did they have the national anthem sung?
You know, yes, they did.
All right, good.
Yes,
good.
They did. And it was by a member of a local group called Nightwing, and she did a great job.
Very good. So who was the first person that you spoke to after you put on your roving reporter garb?
Well, ran into our good friend and president CEO of the Racine Family YMCA, Jeff Collin. And we talked about how the weather was perfect that day. We talked a little bit about the event, what a great community event it is, and what the proceeds are used for.
It is. It's great out there. It's sunny, but a really comfortable temperature, 65, 68 degrees. It's really nice. I think it's going to be a wonderful event.
What does this event mean to the YMCA?
Well, you know, it's a community thing, for one. We've been doing it, as you said, 38 years, and it's just so meaningful to get people in the community together doing something together. You know, that's one thing. And then, of course, it's a fundraiser and helps make sure sure that no one's turned away from the Y if they can't afford some of the programs that they want.
YMCA does so many great things for our community. What are some of the things that the funds that will be collected that they use for?
Well, as I said, it's an opportunity for us to make sure that no one's turned away because they can't pay for a program. It provides help for our Young Leaders Academy programs, Teen Achievers, School Achievers, provides financial assistance for people who want to take swimming lessons or people who are in day camp or our after-school child care program. So it really makes a big difference.
Well, it's been since 1982 since the course record was set. With this perfect weather, maybe there's a chance we could have a new record today.
Well, you know, I don't know. That would be really nice. And we'll see. You know, it's perfect weather for it, so I'd love to see it.
Jeff Cullen, the CEO and president of the Racine County YMCA and former Camp Cahuaga camper. His dad owned the camp.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that, especially when your parents were here.
The main competitor of my camp, Camp Menominee. So it's a competitive event that they had, and what was the record set?
No, they didn't come close to it.
No close.
They had about, I think they thought it was going to be about just under 2,400 runners competing. So very exciting. The very first competitor across the finish line in competition was Ben Gregory from Racine, who was the winner of the Financial Service Group 4 mile run. And we talked about the course, the weather, his running history, and he did it in a winning time of 20 minutes and 56 seconds.
It was pretty nice out, no wind, maybe a little warm, but it's good for running.
What does this victory mean to you?
It's nice to come out here and run in a Racine event and do well.
How much training did you do for this event?
Well, I run every day, but I don't. I'm sort of like a former baseball player playing softball, so.
Again, though, it's great to be able to run an event like this. You said a local event, especially one that supports our Racine YMCA.
Yeah, it's a really nice event. There's always a great crowd, and it's, a lot of my family does it, and we enjoy it.
Congratulations.
So that was the short winner, and then there was a longer event as well.
Amanda Johnson was the women's winner in the 4 mile run with a time of 25:21. Could not talk to her. She disappeared into the crowd after the race as I was chasing down and talking to Ben Gregory, and then she had to leave right after receiving the reward during the awards ceremony.
Maybe she just didn't want to talk to you.
I don't think so, but I hope not, but maybe, which I was a part of the announcer, but congratulations to her. Miguel Garcia from Racine was the winner of the Image Management 10-mile run for the men's division.
It means a lot to me. The last 4 years, I've been running the 4 mile at the Lighthouse, and this year I decided to move up to the 10 mile to see what I could do at the longer distances. In addition, this is also going to help me transition into my marathon training for the Chicago Marathon.
How long have you been running competitively?
I ran for the University of Wisconsin Parkside. I was there for 4 years. I did cross country and track, mainly long distance.
And again, what was the weather like today? What was the course like?
The course is pretty fast. That first mile is really fast due to the downhill start. It got pretty humid out there today with the sun out there just beating down on me. And it was tough, but you know, you always got to be tough, you know, in these longer distance races.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, apparently somebody else got on the microphone.
Yes. Also, Heidi Ertl, Racine, kind of made it a sweep in the winners there. She won the women's 10-mile run. And again, like the previous winners, we talked about her victory in the course and the weather.
Oh, it was a little bit hotter than I'd liked. I love doing this race, so the course is great. I love running up by the lighthouse. I got the course down path. I do my workouts around the lighthouse just about every day, so I love it running here.
You said you're originally from Marshfield, but now from Racine. What's it like running in an event that supports a community organization like our Racine Family YMCA and does so much for our community?
It's fabulous. Like I said, I've done this race for probably a total of 10 years. I've done the 10-mile for about 7, the 4-mile before that for a couple years. I actually work at UW Parkside as a math instructor, so I love the community. I love doing things that support youth and all the kids here.
Again, as you were running out there, did you know you were in first?
I did. I kind of pay attention to see if there's any women I can see ahead of me, and I didn't see any ahead of me. I was hoping there weren't too many close behind, though, because I was getting pretty tired towards the end.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
We will get the rest of Mark's roving reports coming up in the next hour, but coming up after the great Tom Carco's news, we will have Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser. It ain't going to be boring.
Have you ever on Capitol Hill, Fed Chair Janet Yellen told Congress the economy faces a number of uncertainties, but
the recent pickup in household spending
They were a band on the run, was Paul McCartney, Sir Paul McCartney, and his Wings on your radio, friend. 19 minutes after 10 o'clock on a tremendous Tuesday morning. This is the sedentary, the sitting, the posturing. Friendly neighborhood radio talk show host named Glenn Klein reminding you that if your business doesn't have the most reliable technology and communication services, guess what? You are losing money, you're missing calls, you're wasting money, and why would you want to do that? Your business needs Spectrum Business Internet and phone. Spectrum Business delivers over 99.9% network reliability, so you can be sure that your business is always running at maximum efficiency. Plus, you'll get 60 meg internet for only $39.99 a month, and that's over 10 times faster than AT&T Business Edition Internet Elite, and Spectrum Business Voice with unlimited long distance and over 30 calling features for only $29.99 a month per line. So stop wasting money with AT&T, for God's sakes. Call Spectrum Business today at 855-327-8001 and get reliable internet and phone with no contracts and no phone taxes or fees. You can save up to $1,400 in your first year alone. Just call 855-327-8001. That's 855-327-8001. And switch to Spectrum Business. Do it now. But don't turn off your radio or dual task on your device if you're listening online on WRJN.com, because we have some more exciting roving reports from Mr. Mark Eichhorst, who's back with us. How are you?
I'm blessed. And I tell you, it was a very, you know, very exciting weekend here in Racine, event-filled. We talked a little bit about the Lighthouse Run, 38th Annual Lighthouse Run. Also, it was Juneteenth Day here. It was celebrated on Saturday.
What is it called?
Juneteenth Day.
Juneteenth.
It's in memory of or in celebration of the Emancipation Proclamation.
Oh, very cool.
And also, EVP Pro Beach Volleyball is down in North Beach. German Fest took place here in Racine, and we had Krautfest out in Franklin.
A lot of fests.
Yeah.
We got Greek Fest this Friday.
Yeah, that's not just this Friday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, thank you.
It's the whole weekend. And it's a nice, I like going down to our festival grounds on our lakefront, but it's always nice when one of the churches has their festival on festival grounds. I mean, on church grounds.
That's a lot of ouzo.
Yeah.
Over an entire weekend.
My favorite Greek thing is the saganaki, which I for some reason sounds Japanese to me, but it's the flaming cheese, and they It's a great cheese that they light on fire, and then they put it out with brandy and squeeze the lemon over it.
Are you allowed to have that with your heart condition?
It's probably not the best thing for me, but in moderation. In moderation.
Everything in moderation.
In moderation, yeah. But on Saturday night, I went down to the Harbor Light Yacht Club. That was where German Fest was being held, and it was for the Downtown Racine Corporation. I got to talk with Executive Director Devin Sutherland, and I asked them about why having German Fest this time of year. German Fest is mostly known for Oktoberfest, which is actually the end of September, and he explained the reason why.
That's good.
Well, in 2014, we started Oktoberfest, but we really don't get days in October that are really conducive to outdoor festivals in Wisconsin, so we decided at that point to move it to June and call it German Fest.
And again, what was the idea behind the fest? I mean, we have all sorts of fests here in Racine, yeah. and we don't have a German, but the Harbor Light Yacht Club, I know, partners with you well.
Yeah, the Harbor Light, we couldn't have a better partner to work with here, but certainly there's this good, strong German heritage in Racine, and so we just wanted to build upon that, tie into that a little bit, and of course take advantage of this, you know, the short Wisconsin summers and do another outdoor event.
The all nonprofit organizations always looking to raise funds. This is a fundraiser. Yeah. What will the funds made here tonight or today be used for?
Well, we don't segregate them necessarily, but in general terms, more business recruitment, business retention and attraction events are things that we do downtown. Certainly, it supports a lot of the other events that we do, whether it's music on the monument or party on the pavement. You know, these things all support those activities.
You know, speaking of music on the monument, a week ago you had a story in the paper where you might not be able to hold it this year because of lack of sponsors. But once again, our Racine community came through in grand style.
It's really touching. We had I had emails at 6:30 that morning where after the paper came out, people saying, gosh, we want to help us do this. It's important to our customers. It's important to our friends. And by midday, we had all the sponsorship we needed, and we turned away a lot more on top of that. So it's one of those things where, and we're new people stepping up. It's not going back to that same well every time. It was nice to have some new sponsors show up to help.
Well, there'd be German Fest like this weekend, First Friday, the summer art showcase, always good things happening in our downtown area.
Yeah, you know, last weekend was the Monument Square Art Fair, and it was a busy weekend downtown then. We've got this event this weekend, music, or First Fridays, of course, every month, music on the monument. We part of the reason we do these things is we've tried to identify downtown as everyone's neighborhood. I want you to think about, like, I own downtown, and when there's something that I want to know what's going on in town, I'm going to go downtown and check it out. So that's why we do it, and we want people downtown.
They have any good bratwurst then?
Oh, yes, they did. They had bratwurst. They had kielbasa, which I thought was a little bit strange because kielbasa is more of a Polish sausage. But you could get... they had kielbasa, bratwurst, hamburgers, things like that. But then they had a platter of, it was one kielbasa, one bratwurst, some German potato salad, and some red cabbage.
Again, not very good for your heart.
No, I didn't have any of that. And then they also had beer pretzels and beer cheese, you know, that type of thing, the huge pretzels with the beer cheese and a lot of good German beer and music and things like that. Then on Sunday, I headed down to the EVP Pro Beach Volleyball. Actually, I went down Saturday and watched it for a while down there, but the finals were on Sunday. And last week, we had Bella Kuchenberg on, who's one of the premier stars of the EVP.
She was great.
Tour. Yeah, only 16 years old, and what a nice gal she is. But I ran into
her. And also, the granddaughter of Bob Kuchenberg,
yes,
of the 1972 Miami Dolphins undefeated team.
Right, and I talked to her dad, Eric, who also played football at the University of Notre Dame, and I talked to him about being in Racine on Father's Day, and we talked a little bit about being Bob Kuchenberg's son, and also he had an uncle, Rudy Kuchenberg, who played with the Chicago Bears.
Right.
Yeah, it's a great day, Father's Day. 90-degree sunny day here in Racine. Couldn't be any better.
Obviously a big supporter of your daughter's athletic prowess. What's it been like to watch her compete in some of these volleyball matches? She's been very successful.
Well, it's been a great experience. Bella has been, she's 16 now, but for the last three or four years now, she's been playing in these women's pro tournaments. And in the beginning stages, she was kind of getting her tail kicked a little bit. But over the past year or so, she's won a few of these pro tournaments now. We're here for the finals again today, so hopefully this will go well. But it's been great to see her mature and learn the game. And
she works hard.
Eric, you have an uncle, Rudy Kuchenberg, who played with the Chicago Bears, and your dad, Bob Kuchenberg, was a member of the Miami Dolphins, including the undefeated team. What do you remember growing up and how, some of the values your father taught you that you will pass on to Bella?
Well, as long back as I can remember, I was always, taught to go 100% into and whatever your sport is, put your all into it. And not just sports, but anything you do in life, you give it your all. And I think Bella definitely has that work ethic as well. You know, she works as hard or harder than any other competition. So.
What was it like growing up with having your dad be on the 72 Dolphins? He's got some great memories there, too.
Oh, yeah. One of the nice things is he played a long time. He played 16 years with the Dolphins and didn't retire until after the 84-85 Super Bowl, the year before the Bears Super Bowl. So I was able to be around a lot of those teams, not only for training camps in the summers in Miami, but go to a few of the Pro Bowls in Hawaii and be around not only the Dolphins players, but some of the All-Pros from all over the league. So it was pretty neat.
Well, I hope Bella can give you a great Father's Day present today with a victory in the finals.
Very good. I appreciate it.
Did she?
Yes, she did.
Wow.
Her and her partner, Liz Eddy. Now, like I said, Bella's 16, Liz is 24. They've won three out of the last four tournaments they've competed in. They played a 21 the first two games. Bella and Liz won the first game 21-18. They got beat the second game, and the other team was taller. And it was 21-10. Heidi Pfeiffer and Aaron O'Connor. And then the last game, they played a 15, and they were ahead 15-11. The other team came back to tie it up 15-15, and they won 17-15.
Yeah, because he's like my biggest supporter. I would do anything for him. He would do anything for me. It's just happy that he's here and able to watch me and coach me and watch me grow as I grow and mature.
Liz, how did you find our beach compared to the other beaches you've played on?
I really liked the support that we get out this morning. A lot of times beaches are pretty dead in the morning, and there was a good crowd here, so that was really nice. Thank you, Racine.
Also, you've got you're the veteran of this team at the ripe old age of 24, and you've taken on the 16-year-old as your partner, this phenom. What's it like?
Oh, she brings such good energy. We had instant chemistry. She gets up every ball. You would not know she is 16 on that court. She plays like a veteran. She's better than Glamma over here.
You took the first game. It was a close battle, and then they came in, and it looked like their height took the advantage in that second game. I don't know if the wind was making a difference or what in the way you were going. And then you came back in the third game, had 15-11. They came back and tied it, but came out in the finals. It was a good match.
Yeah, I mean, big always helps. Like, it always is just beneficial. I mean, we're both somewhat on the shorter side. So, and she used to be a right side player and was not normally a blocker at all. And now she became the full-time blocker. It's just amazing how we adapted and overcame, like, all our difficulties minus our size.
Well, congratulations to both of you. I know you're hoping that the success you have here on the EVP Tour may promote you to the AVP Tour. How's that going?
We are number one right now, and these will give us this win, got us some big points. So we're really excited. We're looking to go to Manhattan in the middle of July to play on the AVP. So we're excited.
Congratulations, ladies, and thank you for bringing so much excitement to Racine.
thank you, Racine. This was great.
Were they as adorable?
Now, I know that you also have a younger brother that's a brain cancer survivor, and your dad was telling me that you're kind of an inspiration to each other. Is that true?
Yes. He was five when he got diagnosed with a medulloblastoma. He had to learn to walk, sit up, and talk again. So him not being able to play sports inspires me to always do the best I can and do everything for him.
Were they as adorable as they sounded?
Yes, they were. And that actually, all the teams down there were like that in the female division. But, yeah, she was it was really great to watch her father and mother. That they're very nice individuals and very intense. That, in fact, they stayed away from each other on the sidelines when Bella was playing. But, as I said, her 14-year brother, who's a brain cancer survivor, was there too. And he just adores her, and she is just she's an inspiration, and he's an inspiration to her too. It's a great family story and a great story to report on.
Not the worst gig following the women's EVB beach volleyball.
EVP, yeah. No, EVP. It's not. And all the ladies down there were great. Then the men's division played, and that was great too. David Joyce and Matt Baleko defeated Steve Sokol and Matthew O'Sullivan, best 2 out of 3. Final score set was 15-12. Good competition in both divisions, and a lot of people down there cheering them on. I think this was the 13th season they've been there, and many of those seasons, they play at some of the best beaches all over the world, but many of those seasons, like eight of those seasons, at least eight of those seasons, the competitors have voted this their favorite stop on the tour.
How cool is that?
Yep.
It is 27 minutes until 11 o'clock on a tremendous Tuesday morning. The great Tom Carco is waiting patiently in the news center with the WRJM News Block coming next.
Jackpots at Pottawatomie during our 25th anniversary celebration. They could happen at any time, any seat, any dollar amount. Just play slots March 1st through June 30th.
Comes again. She'll make you feel. Here she comes again.
When she is dancing beneath the stars.
Here she comes again.
I kind of like the way, I like the way she dips. She's the best friend's girl.
Been there, done that. She's my best friend's girl, and she used to be mine. Those were the Cars on your radio, friend. 13 minutes before 11 o'clock on a tremendous Tuesday morning. Glenn Klein in the studio on the Community Conversation with Mark Eichhorst. You were a very busy roving reporter.
Yes, I was.
Over the weekend.
As I said, I was having a good time, too, enjoying myself out at the events. And Sunday I went out to Crowdfest after being down at the EVP Pro Beach Volleyball and ran into Parks Director Jim Sabota, who you had on your show.
He was great, by the way.
Yep, and we talked about how this year's event went because it was Sunday, the final day, and how this event helps the park.
It's going great. The weather's good, friendly people, we haven't had any issues. Good numbers last night, so yeah, it's been fun.
And again, what are the proceeds going to be used that are raised from Crowdfest? What kind of things will the park be able to do with those monies?
We'll continue making improvements in the park to that laundry list of maintenance items that we need to still address.
And again, this is a festival that had a long-standing tradition here in Racine, and it was brought back by local businessman Ray Steibeck last year. It's just a great festival, and because it benefits the park, it's a win-win situation.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a community event, brings people out to the park and improves the park, and it's just one more thing that people can come out here and enjoy, and it gives exposure to the park as well.
It wasn't just Krautfest, was it? It was Kraut Music Fest this time.
Right. And I talked to Nikki Corbett, who's the marketing director for the event, and we talked about some of the challenges of being a marketing director for an event like the Kraut Music Fest.
Well, I'd say it's a big job. It's all about getting the word out not only to the local community, but extending communities and that. So it's a pretty big job.
And again, what are some of the challenges in putting an event like this together?
Ooh, challenges. I think it's just getting the word out, because it is only the second year. We had a great turnout last year, so that did help build up a good base. But it's just getting more out there. Anybody who is visiting in Wisconsin, we want them to know about it, even over the border to Illinois, our friends over there and surrounding cities. So pretty big job just overall getting the word out and then competing with other festivals. It is summertime, so there's a lot going on. And with concerts, festivals.
Now they had the crowd eating championship of the world.
Right. And that's who I talked to next was Melanie Rasmussen. She was the crowd eating contest organizer and talked about, again, the challenges of being that position and the aspects of the traditional crowd eating contest.
It's a big task to take because there's a lot of rules involved. The men are 2 pounds in 2 minutes. The women are a pound and a half in 2 minutes. And then we have a teen section of ages 13 to 17 years old who do a pound in a minute. And then there's just general rules where you can only use one hand, you can only use a fork. What else are the rules? Oh, it has to be temperature-wise, you know, not too hot, not too cold.
What do you find are some of the secrets to success in this contest?
I've heard to not chew, to just swallow, and not for it to be so hot or so cold, and not to look at your opponent next to you.
Okay. Once again, thank you for all the hard work you did putting on this festival and getting everybody in the crowd contest. Hopefully we'll be able to crown some more world champions today. And I go back as far and remember that when Frank's Kraut was here in Franksville, and it was an important part of the community.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely. That's why we want to continue this tradition.
That's the key. Don't chew, just swallow.
Yep.
That's awesome.
You know,
I'm surprised you didn't get the winner. Of course, they were probably not feeling quite well after all that.